This is a Pocket Universe podcast in association with William M. Gaines Agent Incorporated. EC Comics presents
The Vault of Horror. Before we dive into this week's story from my Tome of Tales, I wish to make the following statement. The quote, club, end quote, in our story is not named for me, nor do I sanction their double dog dare. Should anyone have any quarrels with my prepared statement, feel free to discuss them with my legal representative. Any questions? Then we'll begin. Here's report from the grave. As the last stroke of 12 dies away, the rusty gate of Fairhaven Cemetery squeaks open, and in walks one Willa Lake. All of 11 years old, on a very specific and unusual mission.
Nope. No reason to be scared. No reason. It's okay. It's okay. Stop looking at me like that. You, that's who. My parents find out about this, I'm gonna be grounded for a century.
Oh, trust me, my dear. That's the least of your worries.
Finally.
Shh.
She hasn't seen us.
She's not gonna. Now shut up.
You know, she might go back.
Yeah. And she might not.
Hey there, Terry. Let's do this.
Let's turn the clock back a bit. Earlier that day in a basement clubhouse. Meet the members of the so-called Vault Keepers. Their grand poobah, one Jake Combs, age 12. Some Vault Keepers, not even old enough to shave.
All right, we all here. We are all here. Okay, I got...
What movie are we watching?
Yeah. We are not watching a movie.
We're not?
Indy?
No. Yeah.
Trip to Atomic Comics?
Yeah.
I asked you guys over, because we got a new prospective member for the Vault Keepers Club.
What? New member?
What do you mean, new member? We're not even members.
Yeah.
There's no membership.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. She... doesn't go to Hannaford.
What?
She.
What do you mean, she?
Yeah.
He means me, numbnuts.
Guys.
Dude.
This is Willa.
Hi there. I'm a girl.
She goes to Eastview. We're in, like, the same church youth group. Yeah, Willa, that's Larry, and that's George, and that's the Zach.
Dude.
What? Oh, God, you guys don't have a problem with girls, do you? I mean, hello? You guys ever seen cosplayers? Jodie Whittaker? Girls are geeks.
I know that. It's just...
What he's trying to say is, it's...
You really don't want to hang out with a girl.
Thanks a lot for understanding. We'll see you around.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on. I like horror as much as the rest of you dweebs. I can handle anything you throw at me. I've seen The Shining. I've seen Saw. Not to mention...
Hang on, hang on. TV or movie, Shining?
Yeah.
Both.
Whoa.
Which Saw?
All of them.
Oh. Huh.
Okay. No, it's not okay. What did we say when we started the Vault Keepers Club? This basement is just for us and no one else.
What about my parents?
Hey, news for the Zach. I got moves you guys have never, ever seen. Heck, I'm more horror than all you dweebs put together.
Who dad's got connections? We can get free tickets to San Diego Comic-Con.
Whoa! Yeah. You know what? It's not enough. I mean, you say you're more horror than the rest of us. Prove it.
What, like a test or something?
Yeah, okay, a test. You gotta take tests in Boy Scouts. You gotta take a test to be a Vault Keeper.
Serious?
What kind of test?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Oh, she has to spend an hour all by herself in the old Duffy Mansion.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. You want me to do a test. How about we do something a little less hardy, boys?
Okay. Okay, I got it. Jake, you remember that book you were telling me about? About a teacher who, in Boston, like 100 years ago?
Oh,
what
yeah.
What book?
Doctor of Horror. This anatomy teacher named Artemis Lawford, he dug up bodies from graveyards to cut up in his medical classes, and then he started killing people.
Whoa, that sounds cool.
Last night, they buried that loser Terry Baum in the Fairhaven Cemetery. You know that jerk who worked at the body shop, practically lived in juvie?
Terrible Terry? What about him?
His grave's not covered yet. You gotta go in and open up his coffin.
Whoa!
What?
Go to Fairhaven Cemetery, go to his coffin, open the lid, and look at his cold, dead face.
Whoa!
That's...
Hey, you can handle anything we throw at you. What's a little grave robbing?
She's scared!
No, I'm not! It's just... But then somebody's gotta come with me.
No we don't. It's just you.
Okay, then how are you gonna know I've been there?
Actually, that's a good question.
Yeah. Well then, no way this thing's gonna happen. What else you got?
His watch.
What about it?
He was buried with his watch.
How do you know?
Jake's dad's mortuary. He handled the burial. Terry was buried with his watch, and it stopped. You know what time it stopped on?
Pretty much.
Tell us the time on the watch. It matches up to what Jake knows, then we'll know you saw the body.
Works for me, Jake.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Well?
I'm in.
All right, then. Tonight at, I don't know, midnight?
Deal.
Over there.
You're really not gonna...
I said shut up. Let's just wait this out.
What are you talking about? I totally look like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, right.
More than a few people say, I light up a room.
What, because you start fires? Then wouldn't those people be witnesses?
Har, 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 har.
No way she's going to go through with it.
I've known her for over a year. She's
always... Hey, fat boy.
Oh, man.
Knock it off, Vody.
Guts to get the big slushy, doesn't he?
I said knock it off, Vody.
Or else what?
Nothing.
No, come on. Help me out here. Or else what?
Tim, leave him alone.
Well?
Nothing, all right? Nothing. You happy now?
Yeah, I'm happy now.
You think you're so tough? I know girls tougher than you.
Oh, great. Make it worse, you idiot.
Okay, fat boy. Let's...
You ever look at a dead body, Vody?
George, stop it.
What?
I know a girl's gonna open up that terrible Terry's coffin George. And look him right in the face.
What are you talking about?
Serious?
Come on. Let's go. You just ruined everything.
Do you really think he's gonna tell anybody?
Don't worry about it. They're full of crap.
Did he sound like he was full of crap?
He sounded scared, like you were going to beat the crap out of him.
Get in the car.
What? Oh,
okay. Come on, now, let's go. Get in the car.
Let's go.
You two.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, me being at the fort. We'll hold on the fort.
Shut up, Copernicus.
What do you want to do now?
I don't know, man. What do we do now?
Let's just get a slushy.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Hey there, Terry. Okay. Let's do this. Oh, great. How do I open this thing? Guess I could whack the latch with a rock or something.
Willa!
Jake! Don't scare me like that, you jerk!
We gotta go!
What?
We gotta go! This was a stupid idea.
But I'm just about to open
the- Leave it! Just tell Vazak anytime, and I'll tell him you're right. Now climb up the ladder and go. I've got a bad feeling about this.
Okay.
Give me your hand.
Oh, God. No, she knows something. She knows something.
Dude, don't.
I was in the...
God, you're useless.
This is your fault.
No, Tim. Tim. Tim, stop.
What's that?
Run!
Knowing not the identity of their pursuer, Jake and Willa run.
Here they are. A
stumble throws Tim Vardy directly into Terry Baum's open grave, just as Terry's coffin lid pops open.
Ah, get me out of here.
Hang on, give me your hand!
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, man.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm sorry,
going, man.
Please, don't move. Don't,
please.
Whoa.
Just,
oh, my God. What the hell is that?
Help me.
Drop the knife.
Okay.
Tim Vardy killed Terry Balm?
And Arnie Bascom saw it.
Terry was dating Vody's skanky ex-girlfriend. There was a fight and Vody accidentally stabbed him.
But why did he want to stop you from opening the...
The motor weapon. He didn't want her finding the motor weapon.
What?
Vody hid the knife he killed Terry with in the coffin, snuck it in before they shut it. Thought it would be the best hiding place, I guess. Got his fingerprints all over it.
And Vardy didn't say anything about you two.
He was so freaked out, the cops couldn't figure out anything he was saying. We got real lucky. Oh, and Zachary?
Ooh.
12:41 p.m.
12:41 p.m. is right.
Oh. Oh, dude.
Willa, welcome to the Vault Keepers Club.
Yeah!
We still have Sandy to come.
We'll talk.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Okay, I don't get why you don't want...
Because I got four sisters, okay?
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Awkward.
You guys play magic?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
You play in tournaments?
Yeah, of course.
You ever played with the Black Lotus card?
Wait, you have the Black Lotus card?
What?
No way.
The Black Lotus card?
It's awesome.
Card?
You guys up for a game?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. All right, let's go.
You okay, dude?
Something still bugs me about last night.
What?
Terry's coffin lid popped open just as Vardy fell in.
Yeah, you already told us that.
Dude, coffin lids can't just pop open. The coffin had a release on it to seal him in. That's why Vardy hid the knife there. This coffin could only be opened from the inside.
What?
This story was called Report from the Grave. But who was really doing the reporting? Traveling carnivals always bring out the best in your favorite Vault Keeper. Because I know they sometimes bring the worst to your towns. And fortunately for you, I've got just the rotting peach for you to take a bite from. A story about two of the worst, who work the very carnival we're at. So come one, come all, to an interesting exhibition I call Buried Alive. This particular carnival has all your favorite rides, novelty acts, freak shows, and safety regulations.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
But our focus today is on one particular attraction, a novel attempt to modernize a dirty, dirty trick.
See Zatala, the living corpse. Zatala, who stays buried 6 feet under for 8 hours a day in her glass coffin. See her now in person and stream her feed on your smartphones.
Excuse me, what do I do?
Right over here, my dear. Step right over here. Up the steps and look down. Down through the binoculars. Down through the tons of pure dirt. When will she run out of air? Will you be so lucky as to see her take her final breath?
Look at her down there.
Nah, I'm gonna watch on the carnival's app. Ah! Ah! She looked at me! She opened her eyes and she looked at me!
Oh, dear, it's okay. It's great. I didn't realize it would be so scary.
It's a sideshow, lady. Remember, folks, you can watch the feed all day. We're on Snapchat and Facebook Live.
Hey, how do we know that you're not just playing a video, man?
Yeah, you're probably pumping air to her, too.
Yeah.
If she's even in there.
Yeah.
She's down there.
Huh?
course, you're so sure it's free, you could always give it a try there, tough guy.
I'll leave you to it, Sam.
No thanks.
Yeah? Yeah? How about you? How soon until your panic attack video goes viral?
About 3 seconds after finding out I'm dependent on you to get me out of here.
Yeah!
You know, you really should do yourself a favor and quit while you're ahead.
Yeah? Says who?
Says Atala's husband. Now take off, ladies.
Yeah, whatever.
What are you calling a lady, man?
Let's go.
Yeah, jeez.
Shoot me now. Hey, you. What time you coming by tonight? Oh, yeah. 138 viewer fees.
138's pretty good.
Definitely ain't bad.
Time you let me know when you're gonna pull me out. Oh, I hate being jostled around in that thing.
Apparently you did real good today, babe.
Yeah, well, I should think so. Mm. Missed you.
Missed you too. Fatala did good. We good?
Yeah. I'll get out of here before it gets messy. See you tomorrow.
Bye,
see you, Theo.
Yeah, I got a great idea. Let's say I go get cleaned up, and then we go visit the bottom of a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I'm sorry, babe, but I can't. I got something to do tonight.
What?
Well, wouldn't you know it, I ran into Nick Stampus today.
Who?
A friend of mine from high school. Haven't seen the guy in over 25 years, and boom, he shows up here with the kids. Anyway, he invited me out for a beer, and I said, yeah.
Damn it, Sam.
What? What was I supposed to do? Say no?
You could have told me.
Z, I only ran into him about an hour ago. You were kind of underground at the time.
It's just that we barely spent any time together.
I know, and I'm sorry, but I promise I'll make it up to you later with a big surprise.
Yeah? How big?
Real big. Why don't you open that bottle, relax, and wait. What time is it? Oh, damn it. He's probably waiting for me out front. I gotta go.
No, but hey.
We won't be out long.
All right, but if you're drinking, you ain't driving.
I'll call an Uber or something. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. I do all the work. You get the night out.
What is it that makes Zatala suspicious? The timbre in Sammy's voice? His wanting to get away from her so quickly? Whatever the reason, it's enough for her to follow him through the grounds, keeping a careful distance until she sees the sports car and the beautiful young woman in the passenger side. Uh-oh.
Hey, babe.
Hey, you wanna drive?
I'd love to. And you're looking amazing.
I said, certainly hope so.
Give Sam some sugar. All right, let's get the hell out of here.
Woo!
They're all the same.
Oh, poor Zatala.
I'll kill him.
Or maybe that should be poor Sam.
Babe, you still up?
You piece of shit! Gotta warn you, I started drinking without you, and I'm a little tipsy right now, so who knows where that next knife is gonna wind up!
Oh, Z, put it down, babe!
Yeah, you didn't tell me that old high school buddy was a freaking supermodel in a damn Porsche!
It's not what you think! Please put it down. I can't explain.
Yeah? Okay, go for it. Talk your way out of this one.
Her name is Paula Higginbottom, and she's our new mark.
Our new... Sam, you said no more.
Hey, just breathe, baby. Ooh. Breathe. Her family owns the land the carnival rents from. And Z, this kid is loaded.
Oh.
I mean, her brokers took her dad's investments and practically quadrupled them, and she's not even 30 yet.
Oh, get to it, or so help me God, I am gonna...
I got her on a string, okay? You have no idea how much we can take her for. Her family can't get caught up in a scandal like what I came up with. And once we're done, the great Satala can retire. Look, I didn't want to tell you about this because I didn't want to get your hopes up. Now I know I can pull it off. Thing is, I'm going to need your help.
Well, of course you will.
Tomorrow night. I'm going to her place, yeah? You follow us, and then when she's hoping to get all hot and heavy, you bust in.
Okay.
You attack me. I'll push you off, and you fall. Pretend to hit your head and play dead.
Yeah, I'm not liking where everything after you attack me is going, genius.
I said play dead. You'll be doing that shallow breathing of yours. You'll slow your heart rate. I'll tell her I've killed you. She helps me bury you, right? And then you come back, and we'll spring it on her. Threaten to let everyone know. Her family, the press, her kind of wealth thrives on perception. Hell, the new children's wing at the local hospital's named for her family. She can't have this happen to her. It's perfect timing.
See, I missed the part where you come and dig me out.
I'll get you out, and then we'll collect. Z, combined with what we've made off those other marks, we can finally get out of here. We're just one night away from living the good life. Help me out here.
Without the glass coffin, I won't have long. Everything before that's gonna take a lot out of me. And that won't be show dirt down there. It's going to be a lot of pressure. So you better get me the hell out of there fast.
So you're in?
I guess I am. And this had better work.
So the next day, back at the carnival.
Step right up, step right up. See Zatala, the living corpse. Zatala, who stays?
Hey, Sam.
Paula, what are you doing?
I've been seeing the outside of the fair for over a week now. Thought I should come inside for once. Is she really just laying there at the bottom of that pile of dirt? That is creepy.
Hey, we're putting on a show here. The people need to be entertained with the most modern methods known to man. Or something like that.
Everything's all set. I let the staff off tonight and told them not to come back until tomorrow afternoon.
Awesome.
Right this way for us.
Yes, so we'd be more than happy to perform for the kids at your event.
How about you, young lady? You here to see Zatala?
Perhaps another time, thank you. I've got the mayor's luncheon to attend to. They start pouring the foundation for the new wing today. This time, 6 months from now, you're going to the opening ceremony with me.
I'll go anywhere you say. See you real soon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just cut to the fun part, shall we? Paula drives Sam to her family's palatial estate, not knowing someone has been following her from the carnival grounds.
And here we are.
Wow.
So, how do you like it?
It's... oh, my lord.
You ever been in a house with an indoor pool?
Are you kidding? I've never been in a house with a staff. Whoa.
I have never met a man so humble as you. I wish everyone could see you, could just meet you. Of course they will. As soon as you lose that lousy wife of yours.
You know, I've never asked you. Why me?
Because you're also a bit of a bad boy. And I like bad boys. Not to mention, you're funny. All of Daddy's friends are so damn serious. Kiss me.
What about dinner?
Yeah. Let's skip to dessert.
What the hell, Sam?
Z!
Sam, what is this?
Get your hands off him!
Excuse me?
Z, calm down.
How about you get the hell out of my house? Sam, what is this?
Paula, let me deal with this,
what
please.
What is there to deal with? I said get the hell out of my house, lady. Go back to the carny and the rest of the freaks.
What? You think you're better than me?
I know I'm better than you.
You bitch!
She's got a knife!
Oh, stop it, both of you! No,
bitch.
You're not!
Let
stop.
Go of me, Sam! Let go of me!
Z, take it easy. Ow. You don't want to overdo this. This is it for
let
us, okay?
Him go!
Paula, what the hell did you do?
She was gonna kill you. What else was I supposed to do?
Z! Z!
God, she's not breathing.
What? What are you...
Paula! She's dead. You killed Zatala. She's really gone.
What? But I didn't. She charged at you. She had a knife. She... Oh, God. I can't look.
She's dead.
What? What are we going to do?
I don't know. We gotta get her out of here.
I'll be ruined. I'll lose everything. Do you hear me? I'll lose everything.
Paula.
I'm not going to prison. You hear me? I'm not going to prison.
Hey. Nobody's going anywhere. You hear me? Nobody's going anywhere. We just gotta get rid of the body.
Get rid of the... Oh, God.
But it's all right. It's all right. I know what to do. I know what to do. I'll report her missing. Me, I was here talking to you about performing at your charity thing. It'll work.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
You sure this is a good spot?
Nobody ever comes to this part of the property. We're good.
As the shovels full of damp earth are thrown down, and the worms wonder why they were interrupted from their slumber, a shadowy figure peers from behind the bushes. The groundskeeper.
What the hell is Miss Higginbottom doing this time of night?
Okay, we're good. That's so deep I couldn't dig her out even if I wanted to.
Then let's get out of here. I gotta get the dirt off of my hands.
And meanwhile, down below, miraculously, Zatala comes to, covered in a whole lot of deep, dark earth.
Oh, God. Where am I? What the hell am I? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. No, no, no. Watch your breathing. He played me. He played me for a loser. He isn't coming down, and I'm gonna suffocate down here. Wait. Sam!
I'm the hell I keep the kid buried.
There, my guard.
For all of my work.
Where am I?
Stay away from me. Stay away, please.
Who the hell are you?
Please, stay back. I didn't know.
Where am I?
In the field near the house.
And what are you doing here?
I saw Miss Higginbottom and some guy burying something, and I just...
Yeah, me. Where'd they go?
How the hell should I know?
See, Sam still thinks I'm dead. Yeah, but I know where he's gone. Yeah. Say, if you know what's good for you, you'll get out of here and you didn't see any of this. Got it?
Go. Yes, ma'am.
I'm coming to get you, Sam.
Z? Is that you? Z? Z? Z, where are you?
One down, one to go. Come on, you. Let's go.
St. Francis Hospital, and a familiar glass coffin is being rolled toward the foundation, one filled with deep, deep wet cement.
Oh. Uh-huh. Z? And I thought you were
dead. Hell yeah. You would have loved that, wouldn't you?
What? No. No,
I didn't want
to. Yeah, you thought I was dead? Hell, you wanted me dead.
No, no, I didn't. I didn't know she was going to hit you.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I was coming back for you. Swear to God.
Yeah, but you didn't, did you?
I made a mistake, okay?
Yeah, I made a mistake, too. I trusted you.
See, you let me out of here. Right now, I'm gonna...
What? You're gonna kill me? Yeah, right. You did such a good job the first time. But don't worry. It won't just be us. I sent your little girlfriend a text telling her to get her bony ass over here. She should be here any second now. That's her number, right?
You're crazy.
And you're exactly where I want you. Welcome to the future site of the Higginbottom Children's Wing. Right now, though, the footings here are about 10 feet deep. 10 feet of wet cement. Let me ask you, babe, how long do you think you can hold your breath?
What? Z! Damn it, Z! You ain't thinking clearly.
Yeah, my mind's as clear as it's been in a long time.
Zatala? Where are you? Zatala?
I'm over here, sweetie. Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
Mama, help me!
Sam! What are you doing in there? What's going on?
You got my money.
It's in the backpack. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You can't be alive.
You killed me? Look, I barely survived. No thanks to you. Now let's have it.
Whoa, you gotta bring me out this thing.
Sam!
Hey, eyes front. Sweetie, throw me in the backpack.
Whoa, get me out of here.
You're crazy.
Yeah, and you're an idiot. Now give me the damn money.
Save Sam, and you can have it.
Save Sam? Now he's not worth it. He was in on it. He doesn't love you, and he double-crossed me.
Don't listen to her. She's jealous. Get me out of here.
Newsflash, honey. We're grifters. Whitefish, Montana, Iowa City, honey, we've been all over the place, and you ain't no better than the other dopes we took. Now hand it over, or I tell Daddy everything.
Sam!
I'm sorry, okay? Just get me out of here, please.
Oh, my God.
He's had girls in every port, and you're just as stupid as them.
I gotta get out of here.
Fashion tip from the Vault Keeper. Don't wear high heels at a construction site. You could slip and fall into wet cement. Carry on.
Mama, oh my God. Z, help us, please.
My money.
Z, you idiot. There's too much weight on the coffin. You're gonna kill us all.
Let go of my leg, you crazy. Let me go.
No, you.
Let me go.
Please. Get me out of here!
Help!
Help!
Perhaps something in the cement knew that it was time for their squabbling to end as the three are pulled below the surface, the cement taking one final inhale. An air bubble rises with a gurgling. There is an investigation. But for the Higginbottom family's sake, it is quickly closed. The bodies are never found, and the carnival moves on. Even today, though, all these months later, if you listen to the wind, you can hear the shouts of...
Step right up, step right up! Come and see the newest exhibit, Buried Alive! One time only, three sleeping beauties for the price of one. Step right up, step right up, right this way, ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
Well, technically, two sleeping beauties and one ugly brute who ruined them both. It looks like their plans for the future are firmed up. I know mine are set in stone. Join us again when someone in the vault says...
No!
Until then, who's up for a little ride on the Wall of Death?
Fill your ears with the sounds of terror. Campfire Radio Theater.
The infected are mindless, soulless creatures. They know only hunger for the flesh of those that remain.
There won't be anything left of you to discover, Jay. Nothing more than a pile of bones in an unmarked grave under a patch of ground that no one visits anymore.
He can have me instead. To take me. To just take me.
You can tell him yourself. He's right behind you.
Tune in to Campfire Radio Theater, an audio drama horror experience, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, everyone. I would like to thank you for accepting the offered position for the examination and repair expedition out to Outpost Freestead.
My God!
Are you seeing this?
Quieta. Fuck.
Then go do it then. If we can leave, we need to get moving.
This storm is not normal. We must leave.
During these storms, travel is not advised.
If you'd like to help us spread the word, please leave a review and tell your friends to subscribe. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and every major listening app. Sign up and support EC Comics Presents The Vault of Horror at Glow FM to hear the show ad-free and receive exclusive content at season's end. The entire first season of EC Comics Presents The Vault of Horror is also available as an audiobook, available through Audible, Amazon, Apple Books, and Google, and serialized through SerialBox.com. Report from the Grave was adapted by Lance Roger Axe from the story by Jack Kamen and featured the voices of Hudson Christie, Jack Kelly, Maya Koloski, Aiden Lee, Owen Lee, Andrew Lindlaker, Mike McKenzie, Owen McInerney, Ryan Strack, and Robbie Trowbridge. Buried Alive was adapted by Butch D'Ambrosio from the story by Bill Gaines, Al Feldstein, and Graham Ingalls and featured the voices of Brittany Burke, William Dufries, Paul Haley, James Herrera, Maya Koloski, Denise Poirier, Ashanti Williams, and Janae Woodruff, and starring Kevin Grievous as the Vault Keeper. Recorded at Mind's Eye Productions, Maine, and Invisible Studios, Los Angeles. Sound design by David Chen and Carlos Rodriguez Sound, and O'Shea Creative Media. Original music by Frankie Schulmeier. Special thanks to Claire Kramer, David Uslin, Michael Uslin, Liz Galati, and Robert Southgate. EC Comics Presents The Vault of Horror is a Pocket Universe podcast, directed by William Dufries. Production copyright 2019 by William M. Gaines Agent Incorporated. All rights reserved. We're Pocket Plot on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. www.pocketuniverseproductions.com and www.eccomics.com.